And so that's why I say oxidative stress doesn't cause disease. Oxidation is disease.
Is disease.
If there's no oxidized biomolecules, you don't have a toxin. The toxic effect is oxidation of biomolecules. That's the entirety of it.
And by the grace of God, several months ago, George Wiseman said this about hydrogen.
Hydrogen is the world's best antioxidant by a long shot.
Hmm.
First of all, it's 700 times smaller than something like CoQ10, 400 times smaller than vitamin C, things like that. So it can literally go, the hydrogen molecule can literally go through everything in your body and go right into the very DNA and repair it.
So now it makes sense why George was able to say this back in August 2019 with such conviction.
The body accepts that gas and uses it to heal everything. It's like the fountain of youth. It's astonishing the amount of ailments. In fact, in scientific studies, and they have over 1,000 scientific studies now, they are showing that it either helps the body heal directly or indirectly from virtually every ailment that ails any water-based life form.
We put together a few audio clips from past guests for you. Here's a regular guest for over 10 years, Adam Bergstrom.
The level of us that doesn't die is on the periodic table of the element. Death occurs at the top of the chart. That's why hydrogen never dies. It's the only immortal part of us. Beingness. See, oxygen, Carl Jung, Wolfgang Pauli, all these guys, they say that consciousness is the highest thing. The universe is made out of consciousness. No, it's made out of hydrogen. It's made out of beingness. And common sense, number one element on the periodic table is hydrogen, and it's on both sides of the periodic table. No other element can do that.
Boyd Haley's been looking into Mercury as long as anybody on the planet has, and Professor Emeritus, University of Kentucky, and he had this to say about oxidative stress.
I mean, when you have a disease, and they say, and one of the symptoms is oxidative stress is the final step that starts your tissues dying.
Explain to us what goes on with oxidative stress. How does it happen?
Well, you know, what we're finding out now, which is really very interesting and got us involved with the COVID-19 studies, is that when mercury gets into the mitochondria, it definitely binds to the electron transport system of the mitochondria, stopping ATP synthesis or energy production. And to do that, it displaces iron from the iron sulfur centers that naturally occur in the electron transport system. And so that gives free Fe2 plus into the mitochondria, and there's oxygen coming in there because of the breathing process and the process of oxidative stress. The terminal end of that is to consume oxygen and convert it to water. And so you have oxygen and iron in the mitochondria, and that is all that's needed with the Fenton reaction to start producing hydroxy-free radicals. And then iron with hydrogen peroxide produces hydroxy-free radicals. And that's where you're, and so it catalytically makes huge amounts of hydroxy-free radicals. And now, to protect yourself from hydroxy-free radicals, you have reduced glutathione. And so when you have a small leak of electrons out of the electron transport system, as occurs naturally, you produce some hydroxy radicals, and the glutathione scavenges that and gets oxidized. And so the higher level that you have, the more you deplete the glutathione levels. If you're healthy, you can have enough glutathione to take care of that. But if you have too much free iron released in your body, you can't handle it. I mean, it gets overwhelmed, and you die, and you get sick of very low glutathione levels. And you have to have glutathione to keep your tissues healthy. And so that's what happens if you have too much iron toxicity in your body. Now, why does this matter with viruses? Almost all viruses, and especially the COVID-19, interact with the hemoglobin in red cells, knocking iron off of hemoglobin, preventing the ability to carry oxygen. And so while they can breathe, they're not transferring any oxygen, or they're transferring not enough oxygen, and it makes them quite ill. But at the same time, the virus has released iron, and the iron can, the Fe2 plus can react with the oxygen that's in your body and produce hydroxy-free radicals. So you're making an oxidative stress system. The virus induces oxidative stress. And I think that explains the problem they have.
Dr. Thomas Levy is an MD and a cardiologist, and he didn't even want to use the word oxidative stress. He wanted to be more clear about it. A little clip from a past show.
But the whole point is the location, the concentration, the duration, the distribution of oxidized biomolecules determines 100% of all diseases. And so that's why I say oxidative stress doesn't cause disease. Oxidation is disease.
Is disease.
If there's no oxidized biomolecules, you don't have a toxin. The toxic effect is oxidation of biomolecules. That's the entirety of it.
And here's Sophia Smallstorm, an incredible researcher on viruses, bacteria, and turns out oxidation as the cause of disease.
People were living lifestyles that were crazy. They were dancing all night. They were doing all kinds of drugs that caused oxidative stress. There's only one disease, which is oxidative stress of the body. It could show up anywhere in different tissues or organs, or it could be a systemic thing showing up all at once everywhere. And it causes your mitochondria in your cells not to be able to produce ATP. They stop working. Remember we said children had lots of young, I call it bouncy mitochondria, and the older you get, the faster your rate of mitochondrial death, which means that cells are just not what they used to be. And even though cells renew every, there are cycles of cells, some cells renew every 2 years, some cells every few months, some cells every 7 years. You've heard that we renew ourselves. We're not our age, right? Where our cells are a younger age than our chronological age. But if you're losing mitochondria and your cells are weaker the older you get, then you're just simply not going to be as proficient a machine as you were before, a living organism in this case.
Other people have said this on the show, that oxidation is the only cause of disease.
Right. Oxidative stress. Mitochondrial failure. And depending on where the disability, the debilitation, the degeneration, the failure shows up in the body, it's given a disease name. So in certain tissues of the eye, it's called this. In certain tissues of the intestines, it's called that. In certain tissues of the skin, it's called another thing. So it's always the same. The cells are dying. And when the rate of cell death is higher than the rate of cell repair, you have a problem.
And finally, we talk with George Wiseman, undoubtedly one of the foremost authorities in the world on hydrogen and Brown's gas. And we asked him again about hydrogen and oxidation.
There virtually is no disease in the human body that I'm aware of. As far as I'm aware, every disease has an oxidative component one way or another.
Uh-huh.
Because of the way that the cells work and the way that oxygen works and how everything has to be. Yes, I would agree that it oxidative stress or oxidation has a base in disease. All disease has a base in that.
Could that be why you can make these kind of statements of your experience and all of the science that we'll get into about some of the benefits when people breathe the Brown's gas and also bubble the water, that so many different things the body can heal?
Yes, absolutely. The body needs the hydrogen to help reduce oxidative stress or eliminate it, as the case may be. Yes, the hydrogen and specifically the Brown's gas, because it contains an additional component that we call electrically expanded water. Hydrogen alone is a nutrient, and the body uses it to heal. The problem comes when the oxidation goes too far. You're starting to oxidize things that shouldn't oxidize. And so the body has lost the ability, in that case, to reduce or eliminate the oxygen that isn't supposed to be happening, the oxidation that isn't supposed to be happening. Now, most of that is actually done with hydrogen.
I see.
So the H2 actually goes from your colon into your bloodstream through the intestines. So your colon is actually breathing, believe it or not, but it's inhaling hydrogen. And that hydrogen now in the bloodstream goes around to all your body, and your body does its thing.
George Wiseman is here, Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. Question, comment, we have a pretty good handful of questions already. People knew you were coming on, George, so we're going to get to all of them. This is something that Patrick Flanagan, you know Patrick Flanagan, Dr. Patrick?
Yes, I know him well, yes.
Here's what he said. And this was, I think, 6-7 years ago before we even knew George. Listen, this conversation goes back 7 years with Dr. Patrick Flanagan. Listen.
And then I discovered that Hunza water also contained negative ionized hydrogen, which is a source of biological electrons. When we're young, we have enzymes in our body called dehydrogenase, and the purpose of dehydrogenase is to lift off hydrogen ions from foods we eat, and their purpose is to create NADH, which is a chemical that acts as a shuttle in the mitochondria for producing all the energy in our body, adenosine triphosphate. And when people take this, it causes DNA repair. It heals the body from all kinds of oxygen-free radicals. It also helps the body recover from damage from radiation.
I think that Patrick Flanagan has forgotten, or did forget, more about this stuff than I ever knew.